Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is to
believe. Somebody give Jesus a shout. Wow. Hallelujah. Somebody clap your hands and give him a celebration. This morning is Hosanna. All hail the King. Hosanna in the highest. Can I hear your amen and your celebration? Praise the name of the Lord. It is a beautiful morning. I give God the glory for the lives of everybody who is here present. I want to thank God for the lives of everybody who have joined us on Sweet Melodies 94.3 FM and all the sister stations around the country. Thank you very much this morning for joining us. We also want to thank God and welcome all our friends from our Wick Television, Amansan, and GM Televisions, and all the lovely people that have also joined us online on Facebook, YouTube, and on podcast. Are you clapping unto God? Hallelujah! Praise the name of the Lord. I want you to lift your two hands whilst we pray.
All be lifted above all our
Oh, glory.
Raise your voice and speak in the Holy Spirit for just 30 seconds. Every eye closed, every hand lifted. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in highest. Somebody now, Rabbi knows, Zizi. Hey! Hallelujah. And we honor you, Father, and we give you the glory, and we bless your holy name. And when we look at the goodness and your love that you have lavished on us, it calls for remembrance, giving thanks with remembrance at your holiness. When we look at your faithfulness to the cross, it calls for a deep, sober reflection. It calls for worship. It calls for adoration. And therefore, when you see all the lifted hands in the service and all the people that are in their homes who have lifted their hands and all the people online that have lifted holy hands, they all want to articulate and ascribe all the honor to you, for you, thou art worthy to receive our praise. Thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory, absolutely forever and ever. Papa, we honor you and say thank you, because if you are going to measure us according to our wickedness and our transgression, none can stand before you. Because we are all fallible. We are flawed by the corruption of this world and by the sins of the flesh. And therefore, I use the opportunity to honor you this morning for what Jesus did on the cross. Yeah, the finished work of the cross. Thank you in the name of Jesus for your ever increasing love and your ever faithful love. We pray in the name of Jesus, and we are careful to give you the absolute glory. Thank you. When we look at the accidents that have happened all around us, and we ask ourselves why we are still alive, blessed, and well, it calls for exaltation, estimation, yeah, extolation, macrographic. It calls for sublimation. It calls for lifting up your name. Oh God, I stand here in the presence of all these, your people, and on behalf of all of them, we lift up worship, we lift up praise, and we lift up adoration, and we lift up honor, honor, the highest seed that can ever be sown. Thank you. When he had in the ear, when he had in the ear, give you glory. And this morning we are asking you humbly, Heavenly Father, by your Spirit, that preside over the service and have your way, and we will be careful to give you the uttermost glory. In the precious name of Christ Jesus, our King, somebody shout amen. Amen. Good morning to all of you, ladies and gentlemen. This is a W3 service, and W3 means Word, Worship, and Wonders. We are live on Awake Television, live on Amansanjian Television, live on Sweet Melodies, live online. We want to welcome everybody, especially for those of you that are here present. We want to thank God for the lives of everybody in this place, and thank God that this morning, before we leave this place, the goodness of the Lord and the grace of God will be your portion. You will be carrying the favor of God home, and your life can never be the same again. Can I hear a good amen? John chapter 12, verses number 20 and 21 has been our foundation and will be our foundation for life. John, the 12th chapter. The 20th and 21st verses, the Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we want to see Jesus. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, We want to see Jesus, sir. We wish to see Jesus. We desire to see Jesus. We want to see Jesus. Jesus is the premise. We will like Jesus to be revealed to us. Having read you that, let me go further and read Luke, the 21st chapter, 34 to the 36 verses. Luke chapter number 21, verses number 34 to 36. The Bible said, Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and the curse of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares. For as the Bible said, it shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch ye therefore and pray always. Everybody in this place needs to and must be accounted worthy to escape certain things that are coming. Certain profound things that are coming. Those things are so remarkable that you cannot ignore it. Like this pandemic, it is not something you can just ignore. Things, not something. Things. This pandemic is just one of them. When I even look at the time of tribulation, the Bible makes it very emphatically clear, there will be seven bowls of God's plague or anger. This is just one. And the world is already shivering in the face of this little one. In the time of the tribulation after the rapture, you will see something that the Bible talks about in Matthew, the 24th chapter, that since the beginning of time until now, it has never happened and will never happen. And it's coming. My people is coming. And therefore, we need to be extremely circumspect. Today is Hosanna. Before I allow you to take your seats, it will just be appropriate for me to just go and read a passage of that. And then I will use the opportunity to proceed from there. Matthew, the 21st chapter, the first to the 11th verse. Matthew chapter 21, verses number 1. And I'm reading, the Bible said, And they drew near unto Jerusalem, and when they were come to Bethphage, unto the Mount of Olives, then sent Jesus two disciples, and saying unto them, Go ye into the village over you, and straightway ye shall find an ass tied and a colt with her. Loose them, and bring them unto me. For if any man say aught unto you, ye shall say, the Lord, watch emphatically there, the Lord has need of them. Jesus does not know this person personally, and this person who owes the ass and the donkey does not know Jesus personally. And therefore, I see the revelation of a prophetic ministry. The prophetic ministry is revealed in this particular quarters. And here, ladies and gentlemen, I am using the opportunity to make, you know, just a visible or a tangible comparison of the prophetic ministry of Jesus in this particular end time. Prophetic ministry. There was no nation in this particular world like Ghana who was blessed with the prophet. A little based on the thing will tell me. There was no nation like Ghana. This nation has enormously been blessed by God. Yeah, we have been honestly enormously honored by God, granted the opportunity and the ability to host prophets, men of God. If they speak, they speak the correct and appropriate mind of the Lord. Until we brought flesh and carnality, until we brought all madness to it, until we brought, you know, the unnecessary competition into it. Serious! Until Jesus doesn't know the person. The person doesn't even know who the Lord is. So, Unipanibisa said, which Lord? Which is a very common question today. If you tell me the Lord says, I will ask you, which Lord? I will personally ask you, which Lord? Lord, I want to know. Whilst I'm standing here, tell me a prophecy, good or bad. I will ask you, which Lord? I want to know. He's giving me that privilege to do that. He's giving you that privilege to do that. He's giving us the ability to really discern between which is which. Therefore, whilst I'm standing here, I have, you know, been just examining, looking through this particular thing. Loose them and bring them in. If any man asks you, you know, tell them the Lord have need of them, and straight away he will send them. The Bible said all this was done that it might be fulfilled as was spoken by the prophet, saying, tell the daughter of Zion, behold, your king cometh unto you, meek and sitting upon an ass and a colt, the fowl of an ass. And the disciples went and did as Jesus has commanded them, and brought the ass and the colt, and put upon them their clothes, and they sat him thereon. In other words, they put Jesus on the ass, and a very great multitude, you know, spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches of palm from the trees and strawed them in the way. And the multitude that went before Jesus, the Bible said they followed, crying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And when they had come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, who is this? And the multitude saying, this is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. May the Lord bless the reading of his word, but let me read to it. And the multitude went before, and they followed, saying, in other words, they were people ahead of him, and people behind him, and people beside him. And they cried out, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. As a matter of fact, they were quoting a scripture when, and a song of David, when they sang that particular, you know, and that is in Psalm 118, verses number 25 and 26. Psalm 118, verses 25 and 26. The Bible says, save now, I beseech thee, O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We shall bless you out of the house of the Lord. That simply means Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna from the Latin. Hosanna from Greek. Simply means save us. G-I! That is what it means. Save us. Rescue us. We need your redemption. Save us. Save us, oh God. This generation needs your salvation. And I'm going to put up a dichotomous presentation this morning. I'll first of all ask, you know, the exclamative salvation. And then I am going to also do the salvation of your soul and talk about a few things to you in just a few minutes and allow you to go home by the grace of God. You all may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Thank you all very much. May the Lord bless you. Hallelujah. Please, you are not there yet. Focus. Hallelujah. Say a good amen. Now, greeting everybody in the name of the Lord. We want to thank God for his love and mercy that he has showered on us. I have been just sitting and examining few things in prayer, and I have been asking God certain questions to have mercy on this generation. This week only, when I look at most of the things that have happened around in the city of Accra only, it brings me to the time of prayer and to my knees in prayer. And the reason is because I think it was on Tuesday, there were three different accidents that happened in this city and around it. The first one happened on the Legon Road that took the lives of three students of that secondary school that was there. The second one happened in Adeso that took also three students of a Presbyterian secondary school that is in this particular place. And the third one that happened, you know, was also was on the Sprinters Road that took away three lives. Three in one day. These are fresh blood of young men, all boys. Boys! Three! Gone! Like that. You take a child through nursery and basic school and junior high school and then all that kind of thing. And what you get is that the child just gets to senior high school and the child is gone. I looked at a young man that rode his motorcycle to that Land Cruiser on Friday and just crashed to the ground. And life was snatched out of that young man. When I look at the two stories that went to the police administration, of a young lady that went with a young man into a hotel room, and they lived in the hotel room, had sex for many, many days. And then this particular past week, what happened was that this young man killed this girl in the hotel room, took her two phones, sold the phones. It was the selling of the phones that tracked, the GPS tracked the phones to the young man and to the mother of that particular lady. A young man takes a young lady, snatches her money out of her hands, to take her phones, take advantage of her body sexually, and then kill you in cold blood murder. Your mother is in the village and thinking that my baby girl is in the city and praying that the grace of God will be your portion. And yet you are in this particular city. And whilst we are propagating the word of the Lord and telling you to be cautious and watch and pray ye, because we are living in perilous. Perilous. The word perilous comes from the word perils. Perils. Perilous times. This generation does not really think about anything. And so I'm using the opportunity. I'm sitting and in prayer. I'm asking God, be gracious unto this generation and save us. Hosanna us. We need a Hosanna, not on Palm Sunday, but on every day. I'm living in a time where Hosanna must be every day. Morning Hosanna, afternoon Hosanna, and evening Hosanna. Come Lord Jesus, Maranatha, and blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. If I look at the premise of the word and the revelation Hosanna, it is Ghana that needs Hosanna. Ghana, we need Hosanna. I'm serious. From our leadership to our citizenry, we need Hosanna. We need Hosanna to be propagated to this particular nation. The Bible said when they got into Jerusalem, they asked, who is this? They needed the introduction of the celebration that was coming. Everybody was screaming, all hail the king. And they were asking, who is this? Why will you be asking who is this when Jesus preaches in the temple every Sabbath? He's in the temple. Why are you asking? Because the message and the messenger are two different things. The message and the messenger. The messenger had been in the temple all this while. Now he is coming with a message. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. I'm looking at the perilousity of the times in which I'm living in, and then I consider it with Matthew chapter 24 and verse number 4 downwards. You know, when the Bible said that Jesus sat at the, you know, he sat at the Mount of Olives, and the scripture declared emphatically clear, when he sat at the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him and said, "Tell us, when shall all these things be?" He said, "Be careful that no man deceives you." We need Hosanna in the level of deception. Deception. When I talk about deception from the pulpit, deception from governors, deception that emanates and go to the level of, you know, relating with each other, you know, relationships that are not real, marriages that are not real, families that are not real. There are too many fake things, fake watches, fake suits, fake bags, fake, you know, even fake preaching. Fake churches, fake preachers, fake prophets. Yeah. People who were raised up by God. In those days, if a Ghanaian prophet prophesied to you, you dare not joke with that particular prophecy. But now, these prophets, most of them, I can boldly tell you, 90% of our prophets are in the gutter. Gutter! 90% are in the gutter. Serious. And as for the Christians, I don't want to, if you are looking for deceptive fake delusions, it's in church. Come to church and come and have an exploration. Come and see hypocrisy and acting and mimics and pretense in display. So when it comes to Hosanna, we are telling the Lord, save us. Save us, G.I., from all this corruption. I'm not talking about extortion and, extortion in corruption. No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the rot of the heart, the rottenness of the heart. Yeah. Yet, and it means sign a watch. I mean, it will sign a watch. The real you will come out. And then I am going to know whether you are really a born again Christian or not. I'm using the opportunity, you know, to even revisit our foundation scripture. The Bible said there were certain Greeks among them. They came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him. Sir, we want to see Jesus. We want to see the Messiah. We want to see Jesus, the parabolist. We want to see Jesus, the disciplinarian. We want to see Jesus, the God of order, the God that restores order in the midst of his children and in the midst of his people. We want to see Jesus, the governor. His government will be upon his shoulders. His name will be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. I want to see Jesus. Me pray yes, no. My monitor's place. It is Jesus that I want to see. I want to see the Son of God. I want to see the Lamb of God. I want to see, you know, the rose of Sharon, the lily of the valleys, the tassels of the fields. I want to see the Messiah that comes in strength. He says, "Your King cometh unto you. He is meek." Listen to that. He is meek. He is meek. Acho. Not TF no more, sir. Watch out! I mean, it's a gun, a D for Shabun Kom. Now, the Komshini Diagro, where to Adamana? Now they are going to have a convention at Kumase, and there are servicing girls in another car following our prophet. Therefore, Adamana! They are teaching that teaching. Now you can't even see anything. You want to tell me that there are prophets in Ghana? Let them tell me where the Takoradi girls went to. Let them tell me! Yeah, the killers of Mark Ofori and J.B. Dankwa Edu. I want to know that. Jesus is sending messengers and said, go to house number 204. When you get there, you will see a donkey and a colt. Lose them and bring them to me. Somebody will meet you and ask you, why are you losing them? He didn't say that. Somebody will say, Namonju, donkey. He didn't say that. Well, I said, tell them that they have need. The Lord has need of them. And instantly he will release you. He goes and meets it as it is. We can have these young men, a young man in church, just go to a malam and say, give me power. I want to go and do church with malam power. Something is rottenly wrong. I am talking to you from the 10% that stands before God to the 90% that are backslidden. Turn back to the line of obedience to God's word and let the grace of God elevate you one more time. What she has said, I do my name in my honor. And you know, serious. Aduma Yehu Adema, Enyenunye. When I look at, you know, the kind of messages that made me born again, I cannot see those messages. Itimehe, yempeni fwe mubi, en esubayin, eni womaniye, you know, a jamayin, eni sikadiye, eni nse wunu, eni mushishe, eni nyachomnoa. It is because the church have lost its voice. It's because the authority and the authenticity and the integrity and veracity of the pulpit is gone. We are talking nonsense now from the pulpit. Instead of preaching Jesus, the Christ, Christ the healer, Christ the Redeemer, Christ the Disciplinarian, Christ the way, the truth, and the life. The Bible said, no man cometh unto the Father except through him. Instead of preaching Christ, who is redeeming his people from darkness into light, we are rather talking nonsense all over the place. I don't know who I'm talking to, but often I won't tell you. Some of them won't tell you. Serious, I want to talk to you to be able to get what I'm talking about. The trees of war. Nanka kanamuko jina pake som. So nyansa. Enye program. Enye ubine ye program. Wanka sabu timi sori ko jina pake som. Li barota katukata. Utimi timpaya 6 hours. Nwan nanti prayer walk. Now the abefi. Today. Ujina phone yisu sa. Miemi a phone yisu sa. Me say. What she has say. You backslidden. Kanidona jira. I'm talking to you. And now, look at the madness in the field. In the W3, whoever is the place, focus. You know, in the W3 service, we are going to get into, in the F5 service, I will preach it when he got to Jerusalem. I would then be talking to you about the temple. He went to the temple and rebuked them that were selling and exchanging money in the F5 service. That is what we will be dealing with. But if I'm asking you, if Jesus comes to this church right now, will he be happy? Let's not go any other church. This one. And kabayan wa jini se kubi ya waba sori wa hanin samwan kwa tiye na diye. And kawani winyame asem eba tena benkurum. And then leaves the world. Nipo bibreti ya mumu wako huma. Yetu umu kutababro. Me say, what she has said. I'm telling you. Let me tell Francis Amo, let me tell our gospel musician. Most of the things you guys are doing is acting. Most, I'm serious, is acting. The day God opens your eyes, we want to say you have drifted so far away from eternal life. You know, most of the worship nights, I am telling you today, is acting. Most of it, God is not in it. Most of it is flesh, is carnality. And it is because we want to impress people. And we want to impress people, but the bad thing is that you don't have, you know, the quality of voices. If I compare our gospel musicians in Ghana to the ones in America and to the ones in South Africa, I will let you know that most of our people have bad voices. And so don't even go there. Don't go to voice. It doesn't matter what the voice is. When the oil is on the song, the power of the Holy Spirit is going to move. I don't know who I'm talking to right now. The power of the Holy Ghost. Ah, are the days when, you know, Reverend Mary Ganza lifted a song in Orion, when Dr. J.R.K. Mensah was ministering, and three people who were in wheelchairs got up. Nobody touched them. Go back from where you have fallen from. I'm talking. And it will be on the judgment day. On the judgment day, God will bring you before his throne and show you a short video of your own life. And then you will be standing before God thinking, let me say sorry. But at that time, sorry will not save you. Therefore, right now that we can change our mind, Francis, Hosanna. Lord, Hosanna. Save us! Save us. Save us. Save us. They are high lights, they are high whatever, you know. And then they sing and they sing and they sing. I am reminding you that our sister Ebony was also gifted. Don't forget. And they sing. And they sing. If God was in that service, why are the people going back and coming back with diabetes? If you were truly in the presence of God, how can you come to the presence of God and go back with your high blood pressure? I want to ask. Tell me, how come? Tell me. I want to know. The people are not having seats. Can you line up this place with another line of seats for them, please? Now, tell me one person that came to Jesus' meeting and went back the same. I want to ask, where are the ancient miracles? Where are the miracles that our fathers talked to us about? Where are the days I will be a beifoni, a yasori seya, untimi mishim, because a jano, this is why, what of them? Missy, you have backslided. I'm preaching, crying, you preaching, find your papa. If I put it on, you know, the content of meaningful theological balance or equilibrium, I realize that it doesn't even have any theological philosophy that backs it. The Lord will bless you. The Lord will bless you. God does not bless foolishness. God, he does not bless foolishness. I'm reminding you, God does not bless foolishness. You are one in Guasia for Nante. One found, say, Guasiano, your software, Guasiano, where your manager, where your MPO, where your minister, where your one, where you, God does not deal with him, Guasia for TD American. I'm seriously telling you. Judgment is waiting for you. I'm reminding you. Judgment is waiting for me. When I woke up every morning, you know, and I give God the glory that he has given me another opportunity. Now, what are you going to do with that opportunity? Are you going to just impress people for impression's sake? Or are you going to resiliently and viably and meaningfully use that particular opportunity? Look at the way we mistreat our spouses, and look at the way marriages have failed. Fail. I said that when I think about what Sofu Bapa Oshiri. Sofu Bapa Oshiri. sofubeditrum in my time. I said that sofubeditrum. I'm serious. Whilst I'm standing here right now, if I am a woman and I'm a Christian, a Muslim will not marry me. Why then can the Christians have that discipline? Why then can the Christians have that discipline? If a Muslim is at work, Ramadan, he doesn't care about what that work is. He may be the driver of a convoy, of even a presidential convoy. The convoy will wait for him. Why can't the Christians bring that standard to the world and let them know that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, that no man cometh unto the Father except through Jesus Christ, and that there is order in Christ, and that there is discipline in Christ, and that you cannot do any haphazard things and confused things because you are under grace? So Romans chapter 6 verse 1 is asking the question, shall we continue to sin for grace to abound? He said, never, because you cannot take that which is precious and cast it to the dogs. That which is precious, you cannot take it and cast it to the dogs. I am using the opportunity this morning to tell you, I'm going to read you Revelation chapter 3, verse 1 to 19, and then I'll bring my message to a close. Yeah. We've been to me, I can't want some, we are way, we can't have some, we can't have one thing, Senka. We are now we're done, we didn't need, we are, we are, what are you, we are so confused, true. But, now you can feel what you mean. Then you have also. God will bring to you that which nobody knows except you. He will bring that to you. I'm seriously talking to you. In the book of Revelation, the third chapter, put it in the old software so I can follow it on big print. Now, this was a letter that Jesus wrote to his church. Jesus wrote a letter to his church. When I was 20 years old, my father wrote me a letter. Now the letter is making sense to me. Now that he is gone to be with the Lord at the age of 100. 20 years old, my father wrote a letter, took it to the typewriters. They typed the letter, and then he bought a stamp, put it in an envelope, and posted the letter to our letterbox. I lived with him in the same house. He didn't give the letter to me. He posted the letter. He was communicating a message. When I got the letter and opened the letter, it was a very short letter. This was the content. Dear Kofi, my son, in all things, don't rush. In all things, don't rush. Rather, depend on God for guidance, for direction, and for discretion. My father, no, depend on the God that I've called you for guidance, for direction, and for discretion. I have the letter here and here. Now that he is gone out of this earth, the letter is making a lot more sense to me. Yeah. In all things, don't rush. If we will not rush, Betty, no money, or the boy, see? Sorry, I'm back here. You man, I'm not Betty. I say. Yeah. Because we are portraying a wrong impression to the youth, and this is the wrong impression. We be sorry, I won't pay you man yet. You know, a dear one. So he will want to use that thing. Then the person joins a political party and then speaks for the party. And then whilst they are in opposition, they talk, and then they advocate for the party. The party comes to power, and then this person does not have any portfolio position. They give him a Land Cruiser, and then this guy overnight, just like these boys have bought houses at East Legon and Laboni and cantonments and all that, you know, overnight he builds like 4-5 houses and has almost like 9-10 cars. Now the boys that are in the betting room are thinking, what job that this guy do in Ghana. Di akatiano waje, akatiano ye saying, and many pet me taught 10 cars and build like 10 houses, you know. And this is why, you know, because of our greed, our spouses are also greedy and they want a portion of our greed. Yeah, and this is what goes on. So these boys are thinking like, oh, so then going to get a diploma or a bachelor of arts first degree or an MA or a PhD is a waste of time. Why don't you just kafa konemuha join them? It is polished, it's organized, and you're very, very polished. And yet, all these people are members of the church. They come to say, Missy, what she has said. So, I'm sorry, and I don't want her. I'm prepared. You will be naked before him. Now, bring back the scripture. Let me read it right after that. My service is closed. You know, many people that are sitting here, we have become like Samson. I will go out and shake myself as before. But what Samson didn't know that the presence of God was gone. So you will be left with a gift, but there is no empowering anointing that goes with it. As for the gifts of God, they are without repentance. He never said, as for the anointings of God, are without repentance. The gifts of God are without repentance. He's giving you a gift. Satan, Kurekutan, the gift. Yeah. He gives the gift to you and you will come to account or bring reckoning accountability on the day of judgment. Now, let me use the opportunity. Whatsoever a man said, you would kuno ubika. What you sow, you will reap. I'm telling you. It really pleased my heart. Instead of repenting and coming to the Lord for mercy, we are rather covering it up and pretending to people that the real thing is still there. Whilst the real thing is gone. I'm serious. Somebody died for you, paid a price for you. He was pardoned because of you, he was stripped naked because of you. He was humiliated because of you. Because of you, Jesus went through a very painful life because of you. And that we throw that kind of grace away? No. 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 I was reading this particular scripture yesterday morning with the E-Glory Ministries. And the Lord sent me a message with them. And I would like love just to read this particular one to you. And then I bring my message to a close. And then we can be able to pray for this nation and intercede for it. My God. When I look at what God said to Abraham, I know Abraham, that he will instruct his children according to the premise of my word after him. In other words, his children will not go wayward. They will follow the instructions generation after generation. I know Abraham. God is talking. I know Abraham. I know Abraham. Revelation chapter 3. Let's read from now verse number 1. Revelation the first chapter, the third chapter, and from the first verse. The Bible said unto the angel of the church in Sardis, why these things saith he that have the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest. But actually you are dead. Be watchful, strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. Wow. So a human being can be walking on the earth, but he is dead before God. A church can be full like this, yet they are dead before God. A nation like Ghana can be walking about, GDP growth, microeconomy grew by 3%, yet they are dead before God. Wow. Sometimes I miss President Mills. National prayer, National Week of Prayer, Thanksgiving, and fasting. 1 week, Ghana is praying. Like the president of Tanzania, may your soul rest in peace, sir. The moment you mention God in the equation, the people say, I'm talking money, what has God to do with this whole thing? I'm serious. And it's not only Ghana. We look at world leaders and all that, people, great celebrated businessmen. Look at somebody like President Trump, a celebrated businessman. When he took over America's economy, with the first 3 years, America's economy rose like 10 times higher over the world. Coronavirus swallowed it up. Then, in the midst of the pandemic, every president was confused. Every president was confused. With no exception, all presidents of the world were confused. Thinking, what can I do? Then you realize how limited you are as a human being. I'm talking to you. And so when you come with this pride, arrogance, journey a hand time, and we must war before God, I'm talking to you. And I'm telling our leaders, if you depend on God, He will honor you and open doors and help you out. If you rely on your strength, you will fail. I'm telling you, if you depend on your strength, your expertise, you will fail miserably. I'm telling you. When you're bring the scripture back. Let us work. You know, he said, be watchful, strengthen the things that remain are ready to die. For I have not found your works perfect before God. Verse number 3, interesting. Remember therefore how you have received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come unto thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know when or hour I will come upon you. Verse number 4, the Bible said emphatically clear in the fourth place, focus. Thou hast few names in Sardis or in the church or in the earth, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white. For they are worthy. One more fata. The same word Jesus used, that he that put his hand to a plow and turn it back is not worthy of the kingdom of heaven. Verse number 5, interestingly, he says that he that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white again, raiment, and I will not blot his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Verse number 6, ladies and gentlemen, in this verse he said, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Lord is saying unto the churches. In verse number 7 and 8, I go to the angel of this church in Philadelphia, right? These things saith he that is holy, he that is true. These words we needed in my generation. And so when they are saying, Hosanna, save us from unholiness. Save us from Adria, Apro, Toma, Asay. Save us. Hosanna. Hosanna. It will be very sad. Look at how I am sweating. Every Sunday. 2 services. 3 services every Sunday. 2 here. 1 in our branches. And then, on the day of judgment, Jesus said, all that you were doing, I never asked you. All that we are doing in this world points to two things. At the end, it will end up in heaven or hell. And we are making the decision as we are speaking right now. I'm reminding you that God is real. I'm reminding you that heaven is real. I'm reminding you that hell is real. I'm reminding you that judgment is real. I'm reminding you that the rapture is real. And I'm also reminding you that death is real. Yeah. Francis, there are many people that have left this earth who were doing what you were doing. Many. Many people. And when I think about what will the Lord say about them? Yeah, in your anger, say, you know, until dust goes to dust and ashes goes into ashes and the soul returns back to God, and I want to tell you that some of the things, it will not be in heaven. God will judge you. God will judge you. Attend ye any genes, she. Wakata engine also. What local engine as a wife? What you are saying? Be engine so. Ne be a quantum. Hey, sorry, Yapong. Sorry, man. Yapong, get up. Bear my word, the work of TNF, your local engine. What local engine is saying? Be a quantum. Be a quantum. Be a quantum. I know, pay you any money. Mama come for sword and pie, but how much? The Bible said that when Rehoboam took the nation of Judah, his brother Jeroboam was ministering or ruling Israel. It was something that happened in his reign. There were gold shields that were in the house of the Lord. And there were treasures also. So emphatically, the Bible is making something very clear. I will give you the scripture. So when you go home on Hosanna Sunday, you will take your time and read it. It will bless you. The Bible said the king of Shishak from Egypt invaded the land of Judah and stole the shields of gold from them. When these shields were stolen, instead of that, this king will be able to restore, declare first of all that ye we are in. Secondly, mama yen tiwam niyang kwachidi womu we are no in free woman some so that we can be able to restore the dignity of our fathers. They didn't do that. And so the Bible said in 1 Kings chapter 14 and verse number 25, you will take your time and read it. It came to pass in the fifth year that King Rehoboam, that Shishak, the king of Egypt, came against Jerusalem and took away the treasures of the house of the Lord and the treasures of the king's house. And he even took away all, note emphatically. And the Bible said, and he took away all the shields of gold which Solomon had made. And King Rehoboam, now I am in 1 Kings 14, 27. The Bible said, and the king Rehoboam made in him, in their stead or in their replacement, brazen shields. Brass. That word brazen means brass or bronze. Brass shields. Instead of going to restore the gold shields, they replaced it with brass shields and made everybody to believe that is still gold. I want to tell every backslidden Christian, including myself, come back to God. Come back to the Lord. Turn back and come back to the Lord. Return unto the Lord and he will return unto you. Jeremiah 3:14. Oh, backslider, return. Return. Return unto God. Come back. Come back. Come back. Oh, backsliding children, saith the Lord, I am married unto you. I will take you one for a city, one for a nation. Come back to God. Return to the Lord. Come back to your first love. Nanka Bible ye we japadi ye. Nanka unfenya mi niagro. Anamun bi anyuanda ube tu anyamenka ho. Mwesi sini emetirase. Frise wa hiyase. Sorry! Na yehu aveshira ema. Sorry. Ni pe, wenyamia semua. Ye mfiremu.
Thank you, sir.
Tell me the mind of God.
Thank you, sir.
Enne fede fede. And found said, "Mena, may Todd diamond of the no. Tell me the truth. May chia machia. Nama kensi kwem. It's not because I give you $500. The truth has eluded me. No. No. And that is why most of our prophets now have become damp dogs. Akra my mum. Intimenkasa." Because he didn't have a diplomatic passport, VIP passes, monfa. I'm seriously telling our leaders, you will hear the mind of God. At least once you hear it, Opa, sachira wajene nekesi kwemo. Enye sa, matemu enye inye. I'm serious. Shasad ye gane enyunu. And you don't see it. Shasad ye niyema buwa ye den. Shasad ye niyema buwa ye den. Shasad ye niyema. Ye tuwa diye suwa. 3,000 ye diya toso. Ubiyan kambi. The Bible said in Proverbs 22:22, "A mumu bruni krono frise oye mubruni." A mumu krono mishe ubia. We can say abope ubia. We miya ha. We miya ha. We miya. Telephone ya tum. Ediani ya tum. Building materials ya tum. Atutu bibiye mu. Atutu bibiye mu. Your two hands are lifted up. And instead of bringing the mind of God, the word of the Lord, we are rather telling people their presidential ambitions
Really?
Interesting. What kind of prophets are these ones?
Where
is the God that corrects? Where is the ancient anointed? Where is Jehovah? That means something. I'm asking you a question. Pray your healing for this nation because this country is sick. Except the people who have lost touch with reality don't see it. Stretch your hands on this flag. Before we pray for ourselves, we'll pray for Ghana. We'll pray for Ghana. Isaiah 121. Nankatimwa yimuma. Nankatimwa yimuma. Afedia Dania Chrome for Namfo Etanabia. Yeah. Let's sing that song before we sing the national. Adumu. Play the national anthem. Stretch your hands on the flag that is on the altar and make intercession for this country. And Father, for me, forgive this nation. I make intercession pleading the grace of God upon all the blood that have stained our colors. Innocent people. People who have suffered injustice and cruelty. Including the young lady who died last week. I'm praying for your help. Heal this land. Heal this land. Heal our country. Heal our land. Heal our land. Heal our land. Say, assassin, Yadpia. Heal our land. Heal our land. Heal our land. Heal our land. Assassin, Sani Yadia. Heal our land. Heal our land. Heal our land. For only 10 seconds, can we pray for the president of Ghana and the team in government? May the Lord cause the light of his countenance to shine on his excellency and the first family and the team in government. The Lord protect him. The Lord keep him. And the Lord grant him the grace to finish well. The Lord grant him the ability to bring all his intentions to pass. But may God also cause his excellency and the team in government to know that accountability, I mean eternal judgment, is also waiting for them. The Lord shall cause his excellency and the whole team in government to know that their judge is God. And as we pray for our leadership, we are praying for our city and praying for our economy and asking in Jesus' name that you will grant us grace on reducing our national deficit and increasing our national reserves. Deliver us from this pandemic. And Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that your grace will abound for everybody who will listen and watch this morning in Jesus' precious name. And somebody shout a great amen.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.